Van Hollen beat Booker in the city of Milwaukee and did well in most of the Republican-leaning areas of the state. At his victory party in Wanakee, Van Hollen's supporters greeted him by chanting his initials. Van Hollen used part of his victory speech to praise law enforcement and note he has bipartisan support from district attorneys and sheriffs across the state.
That's how we're going to move this state forward. We're going to move this state forward by not only uniting the Republican Party, but we're going to move this state forward by uniting all law enforcement and citizens in the state of Wisconsin to fight crime, restore integrity, protect our families, make Wisconsin a better place.
In an interview with Wisconsin Public Radio, Van Hollen was asked about pouring hundreds of thousands of dollars of his own money into the race to run television ads. He defended the practice.
Well, I was very committed to my campaign. I believe in our cause. And so my family and I decided that we were going to contribute more than just our time and effort.
Paul Booker did not air TV commercials and put far less of his own money into the race. The Waukesha County District Attorney says he couldn't compete with Van Hollen's spending.
I'm not going to mortgage my life for this job. I'm just not going to do that. And like I said, I've told everybody, I already have two mortgages on my house because I have five kids and two are in college.
Still, Booker says he'll support Van Hollen against Democratic winner Kathleen Falk, contending Falk isn't qualified to be Attorney General because she hasn't prosecuted criminal cases. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.